as we approach the centenary of the armistice of World War I on Remembrance Day, November 11th, we wish to honour the brave district men and women who made great sacrifices over 4 years. We do this by telling the stories of a few, but stories that are typical of so many. Lance Corporal James Proctor's War. James Proctor gave his place of birth as Longwarry on February 1896, but his next of kin and father was a very well-known pioneer of the district, William Proctor, who lived and operated a sawmill at Labatush. He enlisted on the February the 2nd, 1916, aged 20 years, and standing 6 feet tall, about 182 centimetres, and weighing 11 stone 8 pound, about 78 kilograms, with a fair complexion, brown hair, and greyish eyes. He was a strapping young Aussie bloke. He gave his occupation as a sawmill hand, obviously working with his father. James was immediately taken into a training camp and attached to the 8th Battalion. And after just a few months' training, he boarded a ship, which took him to Alexandria on April 4th, 1916. He spent nearly 2 weeks here, no doubt doing some sightseeing, and the pyramids of Egypt must have been some sight for a young lad from Labatush. On May 12th, Private James Proctor was at sea again for Plymouth, England, and shortly after arriving, he was off to the huge depot at Etaples in northern France. Before catching up with the 8th Battalion, he had a spell in hospital in July, with, of all things, a case of measles. It didn't lay him up for long, just 10 days, and he was discharged from hospital. By August 1916, he was at the battlefront with the battalion to be a part of the Battle of the Somme, often regarded as one of the bloodiest periods of the war, where casualties across all armies totaled 1.2 million in just 140 days of fighting. It was here, just a month after arriving, that Private Proctor was wounded. Fortunately, not severely, as he was taken to a hospital behind the lines, and after just 4 days, he was back at the front. After the Somme, the battalion moved on to fight at Ypres in Flanders and returned to the Somme for winter. In 1917, the battalion participated in the operations that followed up the German withdrawal to the Hindenburg line. They then returned to Belgium to join the great offensive launched to the east of Ypres, generally known as the Battle of Passchendaele, but also as the Third Battle of Ypres. It was fought from July to November 1917 and aimed to take control of the ridges to the east and south of the Belgian town. After a brief period of rest, the battalion was back on the fighting front in March and April 1918 as they helped to stop the German spring offensive. The battalion, along with Australian units, then took part in their own offensive near Amiens on 8th of August 1918. The advance by British and Empire troops, now under the command of an Australian for the first time, in General Monash, was the greatest success in a single day on the Western Front, one that the German General Erich Ludendorff described as the Black Day of the German Army in this war. The battalion continued operations to late September 1918, when they were withdrawn to Abbeville in France for rest and reinforcements, and it was in October that Private Proctor's service was recognised with a promotion to Lance Corporal. At 11 a.m. on the 11th of November 1918, the war was over, and the massive logistics of getting the troops home had to be organised. Troops were allocated a point system to determine when they would come home. If you were married, your age and time away all counted to getting you home quicker. As a young single man, James had to wait, and he finally boarded a boat home in May 1919, and he arrived back in Labatush in July. He was then discharged for the army to return home to his family. This recording was researched by the Longwarrion District History Group, spoken by Russell Ford, and produced in the studios of 3BBR Community Radio in conjunction with the Longwarrion sub-branch of the RSL.